like random, I'm a grave digger. Lots of shenanigans and all of the topics and not so random special guests and interviews. Tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Replayed on Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. for your weekly random rendezvous with Reza on
Reglen Community Radio.
ReglenRadio.com. Kia ora, te whanau. Good evening, good evening. It's 7:02 on this very rainy Monday evening, December 9th, 2024. Jesus, I'm tired. And it's been a couple weeks. I was away for a bit, and then last week surf was more important than radio. So I guess we have a lot of catching up to do once Neil gets here at 7:30 for our rage segment. And until then, this week's playlist wrote itself because I didn't have to do it. It was our very own Patty who did it for the Whangaroa Youth Movement show on the weekend. You might have seen it. And the topic was life on Mars. So it's a very outer spacey kind of vibe. And this first tune is from Björk, Cover Me.
Into the unknown, cover me. I'm going hunting for mystery. Leave a smooth operator looking like a bum. My girl's got a city to run. Got the key to the kingdom where the money's from. Never seen the color yellow, never seen the sun.
And he thinks I'm the negative one.
Flags flapping in Manhattan. New dope, New York. Gargoyles gargling oil. Peak of the empire, top of the rock. Flags flapping in Manhattan. New dope, New York. Gargoyles gargling oil. Peak of the empire, top of the rock.
My girl's got a little shtick. Keep you cooped up in the kitchen while you feed the cake. Keep you waiting in the window while the tank just ticks. My girl got a limousine. Got a full-time job just to keep it clean. Got a speaker in the truck, you know where it's done.
You think I'm the negative one.
Flags flapping in Manhattan. New York, New York. Gargoyles gargling on. Peak of the empire, top of the rock. Flags flapping in Manhattan. New York, New York. Gargoyles gargling on.
New York, New York. New York, New York.
Late nights are black as the lights. White women singing under dying lights. Baseball bats that never hit home runs. Late nights are black as the lights. White women singing under dying lights. Baseball bats that never hit home runs.
I got a baseball bat, never hit home runs. My girl got a minimum. Leave it stuck right there till the number comes. Leave it smooth operator looking like a bum. My girl got a city to run. Got the key to the kingdom where the money's from. Never seen the color yellow, never seen the sun.
York, New York. New York, New York.
Yeah, what a beat. That was Subtract and Ezra Koenig with New Dorp, New York. And for those of you who don't know who Subtract is, he's an English musician, songwriter, and record producer, and has been pretty popular in working with artists like MIA, Radiohead, Motor Selector, and so on. Good stuff, good stuff. And before that, Björk with Cover Me. So this whole playlist has basically been curated by Patty Mitchley for the Whangaroa Youth Movement show that they just did on the weekend. So all of the songs have a bit of a spacey vibe. And the next one is an oldie. The B-52s with Rome.
Down the dirty and dusty.
Don't know about you, but all I hear when I listen to that song is Love Shack. It's like such a similar vibe from the B-52s here. And the next one is also an oldie, David Bowie with Space Oddity. As I said, it's all from Patty's playlist from the weekend, from the Fangarawa Youth Dance Movement show. So it's all space themed today, I guess.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade.
Thank you.
Space Oddity from David Bowie. That song is from 1969, can you believe it? And it's from the album Space Oddity. It's crazy. Up next, the song itself was on Paddy's show on the weekend. I keep saying Paddy's show, Whangaroa Youth Movement. But our sponsor, Bexy, sent me a different tune that is a bit more of a remix and a bit more upbeat. I have played that title song of The White Lotus from Cristobal Tapia de Ver before. So here is a remix of that one. It's called Renaissance. Watch The White Lotus if you haven't. It's a great show. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. Jesus, that's intense. That was very intense for my very quiet, chill Monday. Oof. Yes, today's playlist is all about Paddy's show from the weekend, the Whangaroa Youth Movement. If you missed their dance, this is the soundtrack to it. All the songs the lovely girls were dancing to. And we got another 8 minutes till Neil's coming to entertain us with some Raglan Rage. See what's been happening on the notice board for the past, 3 weeks probably? Because we haven't done the last two shows. So stay tuned for that here on Raglan Community Radio. Next up is Shep Woolley with The Purple People Eater. The Purple People Eater. Say that 5 times in a row.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed?
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you 'cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? And he said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop. Boop-a-loop-a-loom-bam-boom.
Hey, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead, playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
Yeah, that was the song the little girls danced to. That was pretty cute. They looked like space Ewoks of some sort. That was Chet Woolley with the Purple People Eater. And we probably have time for one more song before Neil is coming to join me here at the studio for Raglan Rage. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. This is Charlotte Adigheri and Bolis Popoul with Haha.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, great tune. Love that song, Charlotte Adigheri and Bullies Poopoo with Haha. I do have to say the Haha sound of the whole thing is a little bit creepy and reminds me a little bit of if you would take drugs and you would have a bad trip, then that's what you would think other people laugh like.
I guess you had to be there.
Yeah. Hey, Neil. How's it going? Welcome, welcome.
We are great.
We are great indeed. And it's the time of the week where we're dissecting a little bit. Here we go indeed, Raglan Rage with Neil Funky Monkey, son of Anthony Funky Monkey Dolan. That's the way.
That's what's on my name badge.
Yeah. And we had, what, 2-3 weeks break because I was away?
Yeah, we needed it. There was a lot of stuff going on in our lives. We just needed to
do other things.
Put a pause on. And it was good because it allowed the content to build up.
And it did. Oh, my.
People vented.
I did. Maybe if we don't do this weekly, people just have to vent more, you know, and then they're just on Facebook more.
Yeah,
I think that's the key here.
I think they kind of need the release of this radio show, which really, it just makes it easier the next weeks for people, I think. Because we do have a backup.
We're going to
have a backup. There's a lot going on.
So are we going back 3 weeks now, or?
I think we won't go back in depth too much, but we do have quite a bit of contact over the weeks.
The gems.
The gems of...
You're listening to Rendezvous Reza, and this is our segment, Raglan Rage, where we analyze and decipher the depths of our Facebook group called Raglan Notice Board. You might have heard of it. If you haven't, then this is your show because we tell you all about it.
And particularly for those of you who aren't on the internet.
Yeah.
This is the only social kind of media communication.
To know what's going on in town. Otherwise, you won't.
So what happens is there is a people can... put into a computer, HTTP, is it :// www.facebook, is it .com/ Raglan Notice Board. They'll find this page that allows people to communicate and say how they feel.
Communicating is a strong word here.
Yeah. And they can they don't actually have to think.
No, that's, I think, yeah, that's the part. I think it welcomes all warriors.
Yeah, you can think as you type.
That's the whole point of the notice board. Think as you type, immediately sent, you know, enter. Don't think about it.
It's a lot better. If you want to get your point across, do it in capitals.
In capitals, be very shouty, be very, maybe a little bit rude, you know, just be like, oh, stupid people doing stupid things. I think that always goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know? Just a little bit of...
And here's one that was from a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Just a reminder for those of you who enjoyed this one. Does anybody know who swapped their undies for my all black flag? See, that is great, isn't it? That is fantastic. And then we do have a picture there.
Yeah. That is a great effort. Undies instead of a flag. Where the
and as you can guess, the comments are brilliant.
Yeah.
Dan says, this has all the markings of an inside job. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Wait for it. Soon there'll be a new startup called Raglan Undies. It's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
Latest update is size medium. Could be a tradie with the initial CW. Obviously, unhappy All Blacks fan. If they had skid marks, they'll be definitely be. And then friend was tagged in there. That's got Jackson Holmes written all over it. He was around the other night walking home and needed to use a flag to get back home. Yeah, so there's great comments.
So is that in somebody's backyard or something? So did somebody go onto someone else's property to steal that flag and instead put their undies? Maybe it was just a friend that wanted to pull a joke.
Yeah, fun. Here we got one, another comment. David Seymour, he shared his... Toto after the hikoi. Is there a name on the waistband? Maybe their mum wrote a name in them. I do remember those
names
friends
in
at
your
school.
Underwear?
Yeah, yeah, school camp. And then it would be, okay, Trevor, I've got your underpants.
I was one of those people. I had my
Makes
name
sense,
on everything.
Though,
Kids just lose their
stuff
all the time.
There's some great comments. DNA test could be done.
From the skid mark or
the skid mark test, yes.
Have you seen the skid mark? Does the skid mark look familiar to you? Something like that.
More info has come to hand. This is starting to escalate now. A certain real estate agent who will remain anonymous but works for Bailey's may have something to do with it. All info gratefully received.
All right.
Brilliant.
Good stuff.
There's some great, I think it was Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants. Most importantly, was the flag returned at some point or is it still missing?
Well, wait. Wait, there's more.
There is more.
So there's a lot of comments. You can dig back into that if you do want to. Another comment. I haven't laughed so hard. Felt this happy in months. Thank you. And sorry about your flag. You're more than welcome to borrow one of my Warriors flags.
Yeah.
A superhero can't save the world without his undux. Any French people live nearby?
What?
It's from the local nudist camp.
So rude.
Skids and stains. Load of crap anyway. You love these ones, don't you? And that has made a lot of great feedback there.
Yeah.
Here we go. We've got an update. A lot. There's not a live update. It's from a few weeks ago. It's back. All is all it should be. And Mr. Frost has his undies.
Okay. But we still don't know who it was.
No. Glad you got to the bottom of it. Mm. Was a comment. I understand what happened now.
Oh my God.
One from Mark Frost. I told you to do the Cinderella test, John Greenside, to see who actually fit. Way too small for me. Very offended.
That's one of our realtors, right? Mark Frost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was Undiegate.
Undiegate. Live here in Raglan. Seemed to be a big thing.
It's a big thing. It is a very big thing.
What other big things happened?
Okay. Fresh Choice, ready to serve their customers.
Yeah, that happened. So for those of you who haven't seen, Super Value is now Fresh Choice. But I think the biggest problem with this whole situation is that they removed the bench in front of Fresh Choice. And that led to a lot of complaints and arguments and people... Yeah, you're leaning over to see if it's back.
Where is the chair? A lot of chair talk, which is fair enough, eh? Because people that you do get used to seeing going out there and seeing people sitting there.
Yeah.
It's good for us blindies. One from Nikki. So is the seat coming back?
I feel like it has to now that it caught a little bit of traction.
There's a lot of people there. Did you really have to take the seat away, though? Hoping they return it. Oh, I hope the seat does return. It helps so many people that need to wait to be picked up, and I mean all ages. You did right. I've sat on that seat a few times, you know, when you're waiting on people. Many generations of bums have been on that seat while eating pies, ice creams, and lollies in the sun. Not cool, man. Did you really need to take the seat down, though?
Wow.
I always use that seat. I think that seat is going to be really pleased. It's going to be... I did not know I had so much love.
Yeah, I usually see the older generation sitting there and chatting, you know, just catching up, caught it all a little bit. But yeah, I never sat on it, I must admit, so I don't care too much about the seat. I still haven't been to Fresh Choice. Maybe I should after the show.
The floors are quite nice.
Just go check it. Is it like the interior is also new? Yes. Well, you should check it out.
It is quite nice.
I'll go. 8:30.
I do prefer, not that we're, you know, we don't want to have we're favorites, but I do like Foursquare Music.
Yeah.
They have some good music there.
See, a friend of mine made a good comment the other day that Foursquare is now putting things in their, how you say, oh my God, I'm missing words.
In their
repertoire, isn't that the word?
Yeah, that was the word I was about to say. Yeah. And I was thinking,
That kind of are a little bit dumb to have because other people have them. Like, why are you selling sushi? We have a sushi place in Raglan,
yeah,
you know?
Good point,
it's a bit rude to kind of take that away from. So, yeah. But they only have the Dreamview milk, which is why I'm going there. If Fresh Choice had Dreamview, I'd go to Fresh Choice. So much so.
Well... We can all make choices, can't we?
Yeah,
we
fresh choices. Choices we should make. Okay, what else?
Okay. Any comments on how the economic downturn is affecting Raglan business? Yes. I get a park in the main street most days nowadays. Thank the gods. It's good how he said all the gods.
Well. Yeah, not just
it's
one.
Years since this was the case. I, for one, prefer it this way. Long may it continue.
I did not understand that post. The downturn of the economy? What has that to do with the parking availability?
I guess what he's saying is less people going to the shops.
Oh,
so we've got more parks, but
no,
you kind of need people, you know. Yeah. I mean, the odd day it's fine, but you know, you kind of do need people buying things and supporting
and they
the local
do. I don't think people are buying less. I just think we made a big improvement with putting the new parking spaces. You know, when it was this way, but now it's that way, so we have way more parking spaces. That is also
the and reason. We did get a few comments about that. It's probably a double-edged sword. If there are no customers, a lot of businesses will be forced to close down. Then you'll be able to park anywhere, but there will be nowhere to go. Bring on summer with heaps of visitors that enable the good variety of cafes, eateries, galleries, etc. to survive. A few weeks of parking inconvenience, maybe a bit further to walk. But without that insurge, we would be a ghost town.
Yeah, I still don't think it'd be that dramatic, but sure, sure.
Yeah. So many people have lost their jobs, savings, families, and basic necessities, and you say, thank God? I take parking a mile away over such suffering any day.
Okay. Being a bit dramatic there, but sure.
I'm a swap.
Yeah, I
yes,
too.
But you have so many choices for development. Real estate agents in town,
real
the size
estate.
Of rags. Are you saying you prefer to get a park in the main street over thriving businesses? Please correct me if I've misinterpreted.
Are you saying
crazy
what I think you're saying?
Crazy in town today. I hope everyone was spending. Shop local, keep our businesses thriving. If it continues much longer, there'll be a lot fewer businesses on Bow Street.
All those people commenting, I bet they all go shopping at Pack and Save in Hamilton, I tell you.
Yeah. Or they pop into the base and have to walk pretty much.
Also though, far.
Because you think about it, you park at the base,
yeah.
Then you walk into the shopping center.
Mm.
You're actually walking probably the distance
just
between here and
the
almost Rocket, you know? It's quite a big, probably not that far, exaggerating, but you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Calm before the storm. Even in the weekend when we come out, we find it easier to park at the beach and walk into town from there. But I guess summer will make it that more difficult. I always find James Street pretty easy and just cruise around.
I don't see park. I mean, sometimes you get a park, sometimes you don't. It's not that dramatic.
Yeah, you're going to get pretty close. I mean, you can't park inside the shop.
Oh, some people would love to do that.
They would
do they'd still complain that it's too far to walk.
Yeah. And drive around the aisles. That would be a kind of cool supermarket, but I don't think it's good for our health.
Okay, let's have a little breaky and play one of the songs that Patty had on her show with the Whangaroa Youth Movement on the weekend. So
nice.
I basically just took all of her songs,
good
put them in
work.
A playlist, and I'm like, sweet, this is the soundtrack. And here's a
oldie
like
but it.
Goldie.
I like it.
Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yep.
There's no turning back.
Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. What a track. It's from 1985.
Great year.
That is 39 years ago. It's been a minute. But still a great tune. And we're back here on Raglan Community Radio with Rendezvous with Reza and our Raglan Rage segment, checking out what's been happening on the old notice board.
Yes, we are giving you some updates.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a great commenter from the Raglan notice board. We've got the Felix,
yes.
Felix Larson. He always likes to drop something in the mix and give us some ideas that we haven't thought about before.
Yeah, or never thought we needed to ever think about.
His comment is, it's cool to see some currency exchange happening in Raglan again. It's been a few years since that service was available here through the banks. At this stage, there's only NZ dollar plus one other, but it's not hard to imagine the vibrant little trading market we'll have when a few more smart local businesses follow the laundromat's lead and issue their own currencies too. And from what I hear on the street, money laundering is just the start for the owners who believe that the laundromat should also have its own legal jurisdiction and international time zone. That's the real reason it's open 24 hours, of course. It would be impossible to fit in with the coordinated universal time system otherwise. By the end of 2026, the laundromat will be well on the way to legitimate nationhood with a small permanent military force and an international passenger airline. At this point, Felix drops the mic. And a few comments. I should just remember I did a comment on this. And what I would just say to you is this is how New Zealand will get back on track. And Dale, my old mate, says, why was I visualizing CL, stands for Christopher Luxon, when this comment? Another comment, I wouldn't even trust that. So some great thoughts there from Felix Larson.
As always, very, very insightful and bringing the communication just a bit further, just on this next level.
Do you want to hear another one from Felix Larson?
I feel like I might know which one.
Kia ora, beautiful, magical community.
I think I've seen that one, yeah.
Ever wanted to be a personal assistant? Depends who for, right? A total freaking legend, trust me. This career opportunity is available immediately to a motivated, dedicated, assiduous, diligent, responsive, intuitive, imaginative, attentive, probably quite artistic, hilarious, conscientious, preferably local GC. So medical training, advantageous, and a high flexible approach to interpreting employment legislation is a must. It goes on. The successful applicant will have a wide range of skills and a proven track record of producing impossible results from totally unworkable scenarios with very little resourcing and no real guidance of any sort for uncaring people with unrealistic expectations. Have you got that? There's more. Be familiar with challenges involved in sourcing reasonable quantities of purple guana in unusual locations on very limited budgets. If you've got these two qualities and you've got the rest of them, then keep listening. Don't bring anything less than a minimum working knowledge of every piece of audio equipment in existence, or you are just wasting my sweet time. Same goes for anything less than an encyclopedic knowledge of the history of underground music of all kinds. Just get out of my freaking office right now. The successful replicant will be...
Replicant?
I think that's what it says. English is my second language. Will be well-versed in standard corruption, bribery practices in both the public and private sector, and generally just know how to get done quick. Will understand that you need a reason to set fire to things. Will know how to keep their mouth shut. Snitches get stitches. Will be able to make people seem far, feel way more important than they actually are. Will not be pansy about petty crimes. Shoplifting skills, a big plus. Are you still with me, everybody? Will be up for a lot of driving, obviously the occasional spin around a school field, but mostly on the road stuff. Of course, that should include a few smokies and squealies, bit of road art, some reckless overloading, late night drift action, tactical skills, i.e. handbrake turn, J-turn, license not essential, but not my problem, okay. This is not a workplace.
Far out.
It's a woke place too, so you'll have to be able to convincingly spout some ridiculous horseshit as if you mean it now and then.
Oh my goodness.
The suspensual Capulet will be able to edit video and create web content like Prawn. Obviously, he's got those letters mixed up. We'll sort out ITs yet without talking about ITs yet. We'll just bring the love always, really. We'll not talk to pigs. We'll be able to track every bag in every pocket in every room at Rain Man level. Proud equal opportunities employer. I'll leave that one. No dudes. Remuneration is negotiable and will reflect experience, skills, connections, hookups, swag, and sexual chemistry at the interview. God. Never know what might come at this game. Might even have to cap you up for this.
Wow.
And then he leaves a lovely quote. The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek.
I'm always so impressed when somebody takes so much time to write something so stupid.
Yeah. I wouldn't think... I don't want Felix to hear that you said stupid.
Why?
It's stupid to you, but for Felix, it was a very important...
Yeah.
Pursuit.
Totally.
Looking for his PA.
Yeah. I get
that. Sorry, Felix, about that.
No, not sorry.
Reza was talking about something else that just happened.
So what are the comments under that one?
Okay. Pick me. See, people are wanting it.
Yeah, sure.
You got this for reals. At the start, it was like playing put up a finger if you... I'll tell you, my hands in full praise the universe mode. By the end, I was doing a witty. Currently clapping for the lucky recipient of this position. I'm also available for on-the-spot assistance for those needing to complete a self-diagnosis of ADHD, autism assessment for this position. Cheers. Some comments. I did add to that as well. I said, this couldn't have come at a better time for me with my car detailing work slowing down.
And the car detailing work again. There we go.
He did say, I clearly stated no dudes, Neil. And there's some great...
A bit biased.
Some great
maybe,
comments.
Maybe some sexual harassment coming there.
Yeah, it's all in there.
It's all in there. But that's part of the game, I guess.
That's part of the game, and it's just pointed out. So lots of people have applied for that position, and I wish them all the very best.
Yeah, I wish them all the very best to not get hired, please. Please try to not get hired. My feelings.
So there you go. There's a little bit of I hope you all survived that big rant.
Yeah, that was a big one. Maybe do we have a few more short ones? Or maybe let's just play a tune because that was a long one.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was hard to read, actually. You know,
it was hard to listen to.
There was a lot of words in there.
I would have never read this on my own. So thanks. Thanks for your service, Neil.
No problem at all.
And I'm going to do Air So Sweet from Dodie. I think it's just a 1 minute little interlude-y thing. So let's
see.
Nice.
I went barefoot, shoes at the door. The air so sweet, I gulp and gasp for more. A night so still, I does, I saw. Oh, this is what I'm living for.
Almost like a little meditation song, eh? I wasn't ready. It was just
I think we needed that after that just a little last breather. Facebook post.
Yeah.
Just needed a bit of a cleansing, didn't we? You need to cleanse out the room.
Air so sweet.
Do you have any sage we can just...
burn in the corners of this room. Didn't bring it today. Okay. Next time.
So you're listening to the, what's the show called? Rendezvous with Reza.
Yeah.
And this segment is all around the Raglan Notice Board, giving you the highs and the lows, mainly the lows, the
all
rants.
All the rage, all the rants.
And here's one from the 25th of November. Can someone fill me in why Roundup has been sprayed all along the rock edge in front of those tents at Whale Bay Lagoon? What right does someone have to pour toxins right on the water edge where our community collects kai and surf?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
So a bit of action in there.
And you don't need to be a mind reader to know exactly what the comments will be.
Yeah.
Council.
It is in there.
That's all going to come out there.
We do have, it was directed to Waikato District Council.
Yeah.
Possibly could have contacted them directly, but it's more fun doing it online.
Yeah, of course.
It's way more fun.
Of course.
Stop spraying our whenua was a comment.
I think Coastal Care did enough. A post.
Yeah, did they?
Which was good. I think so. I think I saw Coastal Care commenting on it, which I really appreciate.
Okay, let's have a look for that. They use seawater to spray on the grass, not Roundup.
There you go.
Do you reckon they do that? I'm not sure.
I am not a spray expert.
Because if they do that, then I'll just, if I've got to do weed spray, I'll go and down and grab, I might just start selling seawater at the regular markets. Yeah. What's this? Oh, it's weed spray. You can use it for weed spray. Okay.
Don't get it in your eyes, though. Dangerous.
Unfortunately, they have no respect for what they have. Some comments there. So there are a few comments there. I didn't see the actual comment.
I felt there was somebody explaining what the reed spraying around there is doing and why it's done the way it's done, but maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe it was a different
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Roundup was not used.
There you go.
I carried out that side, was by hand, removing rocks off lawn, logs washed to create the area that has lawn and get mowed regularly for everyone, hand and weed eater. So yeah, there's a bit of what's the word?
I don't actually know
what's happening there, but, yeah. But it does sound like maybe they used the weed eater.
Yeah, and that's okay, I guess. Did you see something just 2 hours ago? Our little parking situation out at the wharf has been called out by the How to Dad guy. Do you know How to Dad? He's pretty funny. He lives in Tauranga or Papamoa, I think.
Yes, I do know him, yeah.
And it's a video how he kind of got a boat.
Yeah.
You know, and he just shows that your boat. If you don't have a boat.
Nice.
And you park on the places where you don't have a boat, but it says boat parking and then you park there.
Don't park in it if you don't have a boat.
And he's put a couple of fish on the windscreen.
Don't park there if you don't have a boat.
Very nice.
So How to Dad in Whangaroa. I would have liked to see him. He was probably here with his family over the weekend, I assume. Yeah,
that is a good point, though. If you don't have a boat.
Don't park where it says boats.
Don't park there. I mean, the car park is the size of a bus. So when you put your car in there and you realize, oh, there's a lot of car park left, then just think you don't have a boat.
Yeah. Oh my, I just saw something.
What have we got?
So, 6 days ago, keen to know how many windscreens have been damaged this week due to the new seal heading into regs. Both our cars now have cracked windscreens. And would you freaking believe how many comments this one has?
It'll be up there.
160 comments. People like mine, or yeah, well, I just drive slow. I mean, the thing is, what do you want to do? If roads need sealing, then that's just, you know, do you not want the roads to be resealed? Maybe just don't drive freaking 80 where you're supposed to drive 40.
I think sometimes don't they have those sweepers that sweep up the road, the stones?
I feel like they haven't done that in a while. They just want the cars to
push it in,
right? Isn't that usually, it's a cheaper way, I think.
Pushes it in on their windscreen.
Yeah. Well, just drive slow. It happened to me too, but I'm like, you know, bunch of winos. I'm just being facetious today. I'm calling everybody stupid or a wino.
back in the olden days, when I had really old cars, you'd get a crack in your window and the whole thing would shatter and you'd have to drive without any windscreen.
Oh, yeah. Back in the golden days.
It was so hard to drive like that because you had to wear like a ski mask.
To drive.
It was pretty crazy.
Okay, I think let's do one more before.
Well, let's do a little positive. Here's one Ragnar Notice Board from Joni. Thank you so much to the talented knitter who made these beautiful outfits for my daughter dolls at the Sunday market. We love them. I do remember playing with my sister's Barbie dolls, and whenever she got nice little clothes like that, I was in my element.
You were like, ooh, new clothes.
Because, you know, I did have the Action Man, but he wasn't as cool as, you know, his eyes moved.
The outfits.
He didn't have all the gear, eh?
Yeah.
His eyes moved. That was about it. But, you know, Barbie Cindy had so much more accessories.
They had so much going on.
Yeah, they had the caravan, the makeup shop.
Yeah, bakery, all the things.
Yeah.
I had their cabrio, the motorhome, and then
motorhome
I had
was awesome.
The little house, and oh my god, I had so much stuff.
Whereas Action Man didn't have that much. He had a tank or something, but it wasn't.
He was a simple guy.
He was very simple.
Just a very simple
And then
guy.
Ken kind of wasn't very, I think I got a bit older then, so I kind of, you know, because your mates at high school are starting to hassle you, hey, what are you doing? No.
All right, shall we do one more to finish things off, and then I send you back in the rain?
Yes.
Actually, it has stopped raining.
Let's have
but
a look here. All right.
You're listening to Rendezvous with Rita.
It's going down.
And we're raging.
So we're actually live here, just actually live on the page, going deep
on
in here.
The page.
We're going deep, having
live
a good look, a bit of a nosy throughout the... I guess this is probably a good one for us to talk about. It's over now anyway, but last day to have your say about the alcohol control bylaw.
Yeah.
So that's probably too late, but...
It's too late to argue about it.
So
too late to have an opinion about this.
So there's some stuff there. And if you're just new to Raglan, Raglan Notice Board is the page.
Is the page to be. And this is where you leave all your worries behind. It's where you leave all your manners behind. And you just do what you need to do. Ask any question, maybe also random. Insult somebody that you could just talk to in normal life. Just, you know, let it all out on the notice board. We're here for you. It's almost a little bit like therapy. I think the notice board is therapy for a lot of people.
It is. And if you lose pets, so pets feature quite a bit. There's a little...
Cows,
if
chickens,
even if you've got a complaint, horse. If you just put a picture of a puppy on there, it will soften it down as well.
True.
That's always important.
Yeah. To the person who drove so-and-so, puppy face. Yeah.
So just going through, there's a lot of action, just looking at this, some of the action.
There's so much action. You can never, we could never. We don't get paid enough to go
there's
through.
There's some boxes that were giving away. That was great. They were getting given away.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Free boxes.
Paper boxes.
Would anyone have a ball pump? So that's quite handy as well. To pump up two balls.
It's a cow's nest would have that.
A tide clock for sale. So there's always little bits and pieces on there that might interest you. Tired of cooking with blunt knives. So there's some businesses on there as well. Who wants pizza? It's all on there.
There's stuff. There's stuff happening. There's stuff happening, people.
But I think that's pretty much
it for the week.
I think so. 8:05.
Yeah.
Bang on time.
Been here for a bit. And I shall see you next week.
You will do.
If the notice board doesn't go under, but I think it won't. It'll still be there.
It'll still be
It'll
there.
It'll survive all of us.
It will do.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. And everything that was said tonight goes back to the regular notice board. So if you do not believe us, it
just
is on
check
there.
It out.
We aren't making this up.
Thanks,
this is serious.
Neil.
Thank you.
See you later. This is Caroline Polachek, Grimes, and Dido. With Fly to You. It's a pretty good tune.
life goes on day after 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 day.
Over. We're a long way from home. Welcome to the pleasure dome. On our way home. never stop. Shooting stars never stop, even when they reach the top. Here goes a supernova, what up for show.
Shooting stars never stop, even when they reach the top. There goes a supernova, what up for show.
Pleasure dome, going home where lovers roam.
Welcome to the pleasure dome.
never stop.
Shooting stars never stop. There goes a supernova. What a pushover.
Wow, that is a 13-minute song. 13 minutes and 40 seconds to be precise. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. What a track. Jesus, that is a long track. And it is from the album Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. From 1984. It's been a while. And we have one more song here for you on Raglan Community Radio. You are listening to Rendezvous with Reza on a Monday. If you've missed the show, it's a replay on Thursday, 5 till 6:30. And today was all about the Whangaroa Youth Movement soundtrack from the dance recital on the weekend. And I did manage to play most of the songs. I think I left one or two out. I have two more. Actually, I need to play two more. So first is Beg Forgiveness.
You've gone too far.
From Kanye West.
You've gone too far. Ty and you should hang your sign. Head in shame. For these wounds I cannot stay. You've gone too far. You've gone too far.
Of the past that made me whole, but he was stronger.
beg forgiveness of me. You should beg forgiveness. You should beg forgiveness. You should beg forgiveness. You should beg forgiveness of me.
Fuck it up. One time. I know what you want. I'm reading the signs. Don't let your moment pass you by. Don't let your moment pass you by. How to go in my whole life. 100% covered in ice. Put on your phone, cut off the lights. Kids are right, and it is alright. And if I go tonight, just know I lived a lovely life. Tell my kids to live their life how they wanna live their life.
Make amends before I go. Now you wanna put your heart on the line. God knows the way you are. I will wait. 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 Don't wait. I will wait. I will wait. I will wait. I will wait. Now you wanna be so sad. Wanna be with me so bad. After driving me so mad. Yeah, you know. I'm still suffocating on your every lie. Yeah, you know. I'm still waking up with murder on my mind. Yeah, you know. I'm still suffocating on your every lie. Yeah, you know. I'm still waking up with murder on my mind. And you know.
What a freaking amazing song, Beg Forgiveness, Kanye West, and an artist that I do not know how to pronounce because it's got a dollar sign, and is it a yen sign in it? So yeah, that was Rendezvous for Reza for Monday, the 9th of the 12th of 2024. And I'm going home, go to bed now. That's what I'm going to do. And saying goodnight with Taylor Swift and Bon Iver, which is surprisingly good. It's called Exile. Kakite, everybody. See you soon.
I can see you standing, honey, with his arms around your body, laughing, but the joke's not funny at all. And it took you 5 whole minutes to pack us up and leave me with it. holding all this love out here in the hall. I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. You're not my homeland anymore, so what am I defending now? You were my town, now I'm in exile seeing you out. I think I've seen this film before.
You'd get your knuckles bloody for me. Second, third, and hundredth chances, balancing on breaking branches. Those eyes add insult to injury. I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. I'm not your problem anymore, so who am I offending now? You were my crown, now I'm in exile seeing you out. I think I've seen this film before, so I'm leaving out the side door.
So step right out. There is no amount of crying now. You were my town, now I'm in exile seeing you out.